The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, today Jesus gives us a model of prayer, the Our Father. And the reason why he gave us this model is for us to understand that in a prayer, there are certain ingredients that must be in our prayer for that prayer to be complete. You know, at times people only pray when they need God. That's when they remember to go to church. When they're in trouble, they say, "Oh, let me go and pray." But when the trouble is over, they will say, "See ya." You will not see them again. They will not pray again. I don't think it's the best attitude. Because remember that our prayer does not add anything to God's greatness. Our prayer is thanksgiving to God. So whether we pray or not, God will continue to exist, and he remains whom he is, the Almighty God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So when we pray, we are not adding something to his greatness. We are not subtracting something from his greatness. He remains whom he is. So we are the ones that need God. And for us to have more access to him, there are certain things that should be in our prayer that will make our prayer to be complete. It's just like maybe you want to cook food and you have your special food that you like. There are certain ingredients that you have to add. If you don't add those ingredients, your food will not be tasty. But when you add them, then it becomes thirsty. So from this model of prayer that Jesus gave to the disciples and to all of us, we could see in our prayer there must be praise. We have to praise God. We have to acknowledge his greatness. In our prayer, there must be forgiveness of sins. We have to ask for God's forgiveness. In our prayer, we have supplications where we now ask him, "Oh, please, this is what I need. Come to my aid." When we pray and it is only supplication, 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 it is not complete. So when we pray, we must make sure that all these are inclusive or included in a prayer to make it a complete prayer. Praise, forgiveness, supplications. And also that is an aspect of a prayer that most of the times we do not emphasize, but we recite it when we recite our Father. And that is, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. At times we find it hard to forgive, but we want God to forgive us. Forgiveness is very important, because the more we forgive, the more He forgives our sins. So we should not try to nip that under the carpet. But we want God to forgive us. We have to learn how to forgive others. We have to learn how to let go. Because the more we forgive others, the more He forgives our own sins. But when we decide not to forgive our others, and we keep praying, asking Him, oh, do this for me, do that for me, I need this, I need that, then that prayer is not complete. So today, Jesus reminds us and calls our attention to that, to think about how we pray, to ask ourselves, our prayers, is it complete or not? If not, we have to make sure that it is complete, so that when we pray, the heavens will open. And also, let us remember that we have to pray in season and out of season. And when we pray, we have to also pray for other people, not only ourselves. Because as we pray for other people, that's when our own doors of blessings open. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us keep this in mind and keep meditating upon this model of prayer, and ask God to give us grace to always follow Jesus, because He leads us by example. And as His followers, we have to imitate Him. We have to do His will. We have to follow His example. May God continue to bless and to strengthen us. Amen.